other night, I just did a quick Google search on H5N1, and here you can see bird flu infections in dairy workers. So they're saying, oh, it's jumping now, right? Bird flu infections in farm workers, undetected study shows. Now your pets, they can go after your pets. Poor Peanut, I don't know if your audience saw Peanut the squirrel was euthanized last week in upstate New York, right? So bird flu cases may spread from cat owners to their pets. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture is expanding bird flu testing in not just chickens, but also in other animals. So this, they're creating the hype. I just want to point out in Canada, last week, the Vancouver Sun reported that this is a third or fourth generation owner of hens or free-range chickens. And the Canadian government just came in and said, oh, one of your chickens has H5N1 or a couple of your chickens. And they culled 45,000 hens across multiple farms. So this entire family, third, fourth generation of providing free-range chickens in British Columbia, Canada, was their whole business was just destroyed because of an alleged highly deadly virus, which has no symptoms when it jumps to humans. In the UK, same thing happened. As I mentioned, in Yorkshire, England, the UK government said, oh, we found some chickens, and so they culled thousands of chickens, and then also they culled any birds. So if you own a parrot or a chicken within a 2-mile radius of this farm in Yorkshire, England, those had to be culled as well. And within a 6-mile radius, they set up a surveillance. So this is insanity, Jim. And then I don't know if your audience knows this, but it was put into law as of October 1st this year. You own a bird, a parrot, a chickadee, or a chicken, you have to register it with the UK government.
Yeah, there's been coverage of that in the media across the UK. It's very alarming, I have to say, and thank you once again for being so precise and clear on what you're saying here. But I think a lot of us who've been watching the machinations of these globalists know that ultimately they're looking to engineer a food shortage, a food crisis.
That's exactly what they're doing. It's to target food supply to create... to create a famine.
And of course we've got Bill Gates, who is buying up massive amounts of farmland in the United States but also in other places as well, like South America, and then pushing synthetic meat and other synthetic vaccinated products onto people's dinner plates. There's something very sinister, something very wicked going on here. And of course the old adage is, if they can control the food, they can control people, and it's specifically dairy, milk, and hens, eggs,